Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 18th, 1847, Barbados was facing a serious food crisis. A prolonged drought combined with poor production of local provisions had left the island vulnerable to severe shortages. Across the Atlantic, Ireland and Scotland were also suffering from famine, with food supplies from North America helping to relieve their distress. According to the Barbadian newspaper, the arrival of American food was viewed as nothing short of providential. In its editorial, the newspaper expressed gratitude that trade with the United States had continued uninterrupted. The writer reflected that Barbados could easily have faced the horrors of famine had supplies from America been cut off. The newspaper also pointed to the avoidance of war between Britain and the United States over the disputed Oregon Territory. Had conflict broken out, Barbados might have lost access to an important source of food at precisely the moment it was most needed. The welcoming news came as more than 6,000 barrels of cornmeal arrived in Barbados from North America. The supply was so substantial that local consignees were reportedly having difficulty finding buyers, partly because more vessels carrying food were expected to arrive shortly. Two of the cargoes had already been sent on to other markets. The newspaper, therefore, predicted that food prices would soon fall considerably, a welcomed prospect for Barbadians struggling with scarcity. Nature also appeared to be offering some relief. After a prolonged period of dry weather, refreshing showers began on Sunday. Heavy rainfall followed on Monday with reports that St. Andrew and St. Joseph received particularly good showers. Unfortunately, St. Peter and St. Lucy had not been so fortunate. For Barbadians in 1847, the arrival of thousands of barrels of American cornmeal represented more than just a commercial transaction. It was a vital lifeline during a period when drought and scarcity threatened the island's food security. And as the Barbadians saw it, the continued flow of food from North America was another example of what it regarded as divine providence at work, rejoicing that a merciful God has made America. The arrival of food supplies from North America, as reported in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, August 18th, 1847.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.